What?
Yep. The wife of a big preacher that comes to our church, and he comes twice a year to preach, suffered from birth, she says, from some kind of constipation. And she would go 5 days, 6 days, 7 days without using the restroom. And she said, I had horrible cramps, excruciating pains. Went all over Texas, California, different doctors she was told to go, but no matter what they gave her, nothing worked. I didn't know all that thing. In one of the mornings that they would be ministering here, that morning the Lord said, I want you to pray for people with constipation, cramp, pain as a result of poor bowel work. I said, okay. Any scripture to back that up? I said, yes. And then I'm thinking, by the way, Lord, what is the cause of that stuff? He said, they think they are ugly. I said, what? Yes, they don't think they are good looking. I said, Lord, I'm not going to say this to people. You know, I'm going to be stunned. I'm going to be stunned when the service is over. If that's the case, give my scripture at least for me to back up what I'm saying. So they're right. What does it say in Psalms 139, verse 15, 16, and 17? I quoted a scripture. And he asked me for the second time, what does it say on Psalms 139, 15, 16, and 17? I quoted the scripture, and I still couldn't get. So on the third time, I start to think, wait a minute. Then I got it. So most of the diseases in today's world is a result of emotional problems. That young lady said that her mother died at the age of 59 because of this problem, and so did her grandmother. And now she was the third generation suffering from the same thing. Right here, we were on the trailer. Brother Harry, could you put up for me Psalms 139? Verse, start on 14, that makes things easy for people to understand. Here's how I'm saying that some of the diseases are rooted on emotional problem. I will praise you, for I am. Okay, third graders, can we read it together? Let's do it. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. Okay. What does this has to do with gastrointestinal disease? In God's eyes, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Ask your neighbor, how are you doing, good-looking one?
How are you doing, good-looking one?
Doing good. Huh? He says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. When I decide to disagree with God that I am good looking, this is something that my soul should know very well. When I decide to disagree with God about my beauty, I am opening a door. You're in disagreement with God. Some sisters, poor sisters, they will spend lots of money in chaos. What? Yeah. Don't tell them that you never bought Avon. You never. This is why you look so good. This is why you look so good. You are in agreement with God.
But today's women, they will spend a fortune in Avon and any other junk. Why? I want to look nice. And who told you you don't? You are wonderfully, you know, fearfully made. And you should know this. When we disagree with God, we open a door for something else to come in. And I'm thinking, but Lord, how can I tie this thing? The Lord asked, you know what, Brother Harry, can you back down one verse? For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Now, God had his eye on you when you were in your mother's womb. Say amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what it says there? God had covered you. You know, you are under God's shadow. Your mama's womb, and God is right here.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Right there with you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And then the next verse says that he created you fearfully and wonderfully. You are wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
When you disagree with God, you're going to start having problems right there. What is the womb? Is it on your head?
No.
Is it on your chest? On your legs? The womb is located right there where the intestine is. Are you with me? So when you disagree with God because somebody in high school told you, girl, you ugly. And you believed in it. It was a lie. The devil was lying to you. And you believed it. You fell for it. Then, now, you dumping stuff on your face that you look like a mummy. Trying to look good when you are already looking good without all that junk. That kind of feeling develops within you, which will in turn cause problem on your intestine. Are you with me? I said, wow. When I was saying this thing, the wife of this preacher was just, you could see that she was in awe. So when I said, stand up if you have that problem. They stood up. She was the first one to stand up. I lay hands on her and I prayed for her. She sent me an email 7 days later. Since the day you prayed for me, I am evacuating twice a day. Isn't that something? 3 years went by. She said, my bowel's working perfect. I still like a little makeup, but not because I think I'm ugly anymore. I said, all right. Then one day, somebody that she loved, and another woman that were friends for long, long years, got sick. And she asked God to heal her. And God decided not to. So the person died. She was mad at God. But then came back. Well, she called, can you pray for me again? I said, yes, I'll pray for you. But are you ready to forgive God? I knew you'd talk about this. It's not fair. She was so young. And so what? Did you make her? No. Did she belong to you? No. Are you her God? No. So what, you all bent out of shape? I wanted her to stay here. So you're having a tantrum now. You know what to do? She goes, Lord, I'm sorry. I wish she would have stayed. I was mad at you because you didn't heal her. Blah, 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 blah. Once she finished, now let me pray. We prayed. And now it's 21 months. She goes to the restroom twice a day. Many of the diseases today are a result of emotional problems. If these emotional problems are not resolved, it can become chronic illness. No matter what the cause of the disease might be,
God is in the healing business. And He's willing to heal you no matter what the cause may be. And here is the proof of it. First scripture, Jeremiah 30:17. Read it with me. But I will restore your health. Can everybody here read? So let's read this again. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion for whom no one cares. God promises here to restore you to health and heal your wound. Tell somebody now, God will heal all the wounds of your heart. And then He's going to restore your health. You know what this thing tells me here? If you have a wounded heart, you're going to be sick. Are you with me here? If you have a wounded heart, you're going to be sick. We went to pray for a lady in Bel Air. She was on the final lap. As soon as I walk in, the Lord revealed me, she has a grudge against so and so and so and so. The Lord even gave me the name of the people. She was already gone. She wasn't talking. Laying in bed with all those things, you know, all those infusing things. I asked her, are you ready to be healed? The Lord said, she doesn't talk. So we prayed. Marsha laid hands on her and said, in the name of Jesus, I want you to talk, or something like that. So I ask again, are you ready to be healed? Yeah. I think, wow. That's quite a desire to be healed. Well, I said, lady, are you ready to give your life to Jesus? I'm a Christian. That's not what I'm asking. The devil is a Christian. A lot of people don't know that. The devil is a Christian. You say, well, you're stretching now. No, I'm not. The Bible said that the devil has so much faith that he trembles. Have we seen that? Book of James? I don't see none of you trembling here in our faith. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? So I'm asking, are you ready for... I already am a Christian. I gave my life to Jesus. Good. Now you're going to be healed today. I just need you to pray out in a loud voice that you're going to forgive A, B, C, and D. No. No. I said, if you don't forgive these people, you're not going to be healed. You don't know what they did to me. And we try for half an hour. She would not budge. You don't know what I went through because of these people. She died 7 days later. A wounded heart will land people in a sick bed. The Lord said, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. You know, on the same page that you have over there, when we go, Brother Harry, give me the Message Bible, the next verse. Watch this. My beloved brother, give me Jeremiah 30, 16 and 17. Thank you, sir. Let's read it. Everyone who hurts you will be hurt. Your enemy will end up as a slave. Stop here. The people that has hurt you, that has caused the wounds in your heart, they will be hurt. So just quit it out, you know, cut it off. Quit being hurt and being wounded because of people that hurt you in the past. God will take care of them.
It doesn't pay for you and I to be hurt because of what people did to us. Because if we keep that hurt within, wounds will come to our heart. And when the wounds come, you're gonna be sick. That's why he says, everyone who hurt you will be hurt. Your enemies will end up as a slave. Even the plunderers, they will be plunderers. You looters will become loot. As for you, he says, I will come with healing, curing the incurable. Why will he do that? Because they all gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless, that good for nothing Zion. So if the Maryland Hospital, Union Memorial Hospital, Johns Hopkins, St. Joe's, GBMC, whatever hospital gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless, there's no healing for you, there's no hope. God says, because they said so, I will come with healing, curing the incurable. Tell somebody, God is going to heal you today. He's already curing the incurable. Just because they dismissed you as hopeless. Recite these scriptures every day. The word of God will penetrate and will bring dead cells back to life. Time is up. I want one more scripture. Isaiah 58:11 on this page is the number 2. It's something that should not get away from your head. Now I'm going to pray for you after this. Isaiah 58:11. I want you to read it with me. I want all of you to read this with me. Because there may be a bozo doctor that will tell you a few days on the future, or you have arthritis. No, I do not. Or you have osteoporosis. Nonsense. I do not. The symptoms are here. I don't care. They came to pass. They didn't come to stay. Are you with me here? Read it with me. I will always show you where to go. Stop. Tell your neighbor, no Alzheimer's will touch your life.
No Alzheimer's will touch your life.
You will not be confused. God will always show you where to go. I do not accept Alzheimer's nor dementia. The word says that God will always, isn't that right?
Yes, Lord.
Show you where to go. Nonsense, you're going to get lost because you have Alzheimer's. No. No. And no. I don't accept that. He goes on to say, I will give you a full life in the emptiest of places. Tell somebody, no matter where you live, you're going to live a full life. He continues to say, firm muscles, strong bone. Tell your neighbor, no muscle dystrophy. No sclerosis, no bone disease, in the name of Jesus. You will be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. Tell your neighbor, you're going to be healthy. Until the day God take you home. Don't set for less. Folks, God is in the business of healing. Don't let the doctors knock you down with this, their nonsense. You know, praise God for doctors. Let me say this. Praise God for doctors. Jesus had a doctor on the staff, Dr. Luke. So praise God for doctors. But we cannot afford to run our lives based on what a doctor have said. Amen. Are you with me here?
Yes.
My goodness, if every time the doctor said I was going to die, it had happened, they had to kill me 6 times. Remember, a doctor cannot put a tag on your life because they did not create you. Every time I go to see this guy in Annapolis, we butt heads for half an hour. So he gets upset. Why do you even bother to come here? Because I have to. I got people behind me pressuring me to do the checkup. But whatever you say, God is going to reverse. It doesn't matter. Whatever you say, God will reverse. You know, it's a matter of state of mind. I have chosen to believe on the report of the Lord. So the doctors can say what they say. Okay, God bless you. Now you're going to take this. No, no. One time, one of these guys gave me a medicine. I don't like to give money away to the pharmaceutical company. But the pressure was, he called, did you get a medicine? I said, I'm going to this right now. And they go to buy the medicine. They send me like 5 pages all stapled, you know, to the bag where the medicine come. And when I read each one of them, I said, you must be out of your mind. I'm going to have liver disease, kidney disease, heart disease. My intestine is not good. My heart can stop. I can be confused. It can affect my brain, my vision, and my hearing. Are you crazy? I mean, I'll take my chances with Jesus. I burned up both the medicine and the paper. And I'm healthy until today. God promises to give us full life on the emptiest of place. God promises to give us firm muscle. So I will not accept no dystrophy. You can tell me whatever you want. I will not take it. And he says he's going to give me strong bones. So I will not have any bone disease.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Well, you're low on calcium. Oh, I'll take a with food that has calcium. I don't eat burgers anyway. I eat food with calcium. But I can ask my God to send an angel to give me a dose on my bones of calcium from heaven. Yes. Pure calcium. But we will live a full life.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God.
Tell somebody, your life will not be cut short because of disease. Will not be cut short because of disease. You will live a full life.
Huh?
You live a full life. No matter where you live. Pray with me. Father God,
Father God,
I renounce every diagnose spoken by the physicians against my body,
against my life.
In the name of Jesus,
I renounce it.
I nullify it.
In the name of Jesus,
I destroy it.
In the name of Jesus,
I do not accept it.
I am healthy
and wealthy.
In the name of Jesus,
I'm taking possession
of the full life
you promised me in your word.
No matter where I live,
I want that full life.
And I will live that full life.
And my life shall not be cut short
because of any muscle problem
or any bone disease. No to osteoporosis.
No bone disease.
I will live a full life.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent.
For believing on the
symptoms. And in the words of doctors.
Instead of in the word of God.
I declare.
I am healed.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to
do today
things I couldn't do before.
In the name of Jesus.
Because I am healed.
And it shall be
established.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, real quick.
Those of you who need a push in prayer, stand up.
Real quick.
Those of you who need a push on prayer.
Yeah,
stand up, brother.
Stay right there.
Stay right here.
In the name of Jesus,
Father, I come against
every word that
was spoken against this
body.
In
Jesus' name.
I void,
I nullify,
I destroy
every
word
spoken
against
this body
today.
In
the name of Jesus,
we reverse it.
We void it.
And in the
name of Jesus,
I command
total healing
to take place
starting
from now.
In
Jesus' name.
You told me
in your word that
if I remit people's
sin, they shall be remitted.
If
there is any
sin,
I remit it
right now in
the name of Jesus.
And
by the power invested
on the name of Jesus,
I pray
that you will speak
to him today.
And as he
goes to bed tonight,
reveal
yourself to him.
Do a
miracle.
In
the name
of Jesus.
Say
with me, I am healed.
I am healed.
From
all things
I've been diagnosed
with.
In the name of
Jesus.
I am healed.
I will
not accept.
The
things the doctor has
spoken against my body.
I reject
it.
I nullify
it.
And I destroy
it.
With the blood of
Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus,
I take possession of
my healing.
I say no to
pain.
No to discomfort.
No
to fear.
In
Jesus'
name.
Fear,
I curse you out of
my body.
Curse
you out of my life.
Right now.
I'm choosing to believe God.
Despite
of the symptoms.
In
Jesus'
name.
I am healed.
By
the stripes of
Jesus.
End of story.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Say no to fear.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Right now.
I call upon heaven
for
an intervention
on
these two bodies.
I
command
the
healing
power
invested on
the name of Jesus
to
inject
a dose
of
health
and
sustenance
and
kill
every
microbial,
every virus,
every
disease
on these bodies,
in
the name of Jesus. I
speak
total
healing
and restoration.
Complete
healing
and
restoration,
in
the name of
Jesus.
In
the name of
Jesus.
And
I pray, God,
right now,
that
as they leave
this building,
they
will feel
the dose
of energy
that
has been
injected in
them
and their
bodies.
In
Jesus'
name.
In
Jesus' name.
The Lord
showed me two
trays.
One
of fruits
and
one of veggies.
And
both of you
guys
devouring
it.
Take it
from there.
Amen.
In
Jesus' name. I speak healing. I speak restoration.
Yes, Lord.
And I command every damaged cell and tissue to go back to life, back to normal, in Jesus' name. Complete and total restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.